Now at 5:30, a Miami man talks about turning the tables on a gunman he says tried to rob him.
Tonight, that alleged robber is dead.
He was so violently grabbed open. And by I look up, an AK was in my nose. Is when I grabbed that AK and as I put it to the side, I use common sense and quick reflect, get the AK out, and I empty my Glock in his chest. And keep baking it, and keep baking it, and keep baking it, baking it. Then lift down again, I keep baking it, and keep baking it, keep baking it, baking it. Then lift down again.
This guy I killed last night, and as a guy with born and going Kingston town, I'm not gonna go out like a punk. I got a concealed weapon license, and I'm a member of the NRA. And I empty my Glock.
And keep baking it, and keep baking it, and keep baking it, baking it. Then lift down again, I keep baking it. And keep baking it, and keep baking it, baking it. Can't lift down again, like, and keep baking it, and keep baking it, and keep baking it, baking it. Can't lift down again, like, keep baking it, and keep baking it, and keep baking it, baking it. Can't lift down again, like.
So I said, well, all right, this is what gonna happen now. So quick thinking, quick reflex. No, you gonna kill me, and me gonna kill you. Let's see. And as a guy with born and go in Kingston town, I'm not gonna go out like a punk. I get the nozzle away from my face. It was so close. So quick thinking, quick reflex, I'm trained.
Put it to the side,
and my gun was right there and in the... what are you doing?
And keep baking it, and keep baking it, and keep baking it, baking it. Then lift down again, like, keep baking it, and keep baking it, and keep baking it, baking it. Then lift down again, like, and keep baking it, and keep baking it, and keep baking it, baking it. Then lift down again, like, keep baking it, and keep baking it. And keep baking it, baking it, can't lift down again.
That's crazy. This man has a family. Like, why would you rob somebody that's living in a van?
To defend my life and my family. I have the possibility to defend innocent people. I'll do it too. You just don't wake me up in the morning and push a AK up my nose and think you're gonna live. No. And as a guy with born and go in Kingston town, I'm not gonna go out like a punk. So I said, well, all right. They try the wrong person with that.
Put it to the side and keep baking it, and keep baking it. And keep baking it, baking it. Can't lift down again. Like, keep baking it, and keep baking it, and keep baking it, baking it. Can't lift down again. Like, and keep baking it, and keep baking it, and keep baking it, baking it. Can't lift down again. Like, keep baking it, and keep baking it, and keep baking it, baking it. Can't lift down again. Like.
Well, Elliot and Rudabe, it is indeed unusual to hear from anyone so quickly after they shot and killed someone. This man said that he did what he had to do and would do it again. He said he was forced to fire when someone broke into his van. Now, in light of that case, Miami police tell us they're looking into previous robberies that the dead gunman may have committed. They've also confiscated Donovan Stewart's gun and van as a matter of routine procedure. Because he no longer has a van and is in fact homeless, police are also offering to help him. We're live in Miami.